more channels than you have now, plus many more Christian and family programs in crystal clear 100% digital picture and sound, and the price is significantly lower than cable. Just call American Satellite at 970-443-7375. Already enjoying satellite TV but want a lower price? We can help you too. Packages start at only $19.99 a month. Call 970-443-7375. DVRs and high definition also available.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, I hope we have a guest this morning, do we?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, fine. Well, thanks very much. You go right ahead.
Well, all right. Shall we talk about the Israeli connection to this war in Georgia?
Let's talk about the Israeli connection to this war in Georgia.
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Now, again, I've been watching American media, and no one is really putting together how deeply involved Israel is on the Georgian side. I'm just going to start with one fact, that the defense minister of Georgia, David Kesherashvili, is an Israeli. He went to high school in Israel, speaks perfect Hebrew, and for the past 7 years, not necessarily him, I mean, we're talking about a push to sell Georgia billions of dollars. I believe the figure is billions of dollars of Israeli fighting equipment. Now, it gets worse, and again, I'm now just quoting Israeli press reports, but this one is from Yediot Ahronot, the country's biggest paper. A Georgian cabinet minister, his name is Tamer Yakobashvili, just thanked Israel for all its great equipment and training, and said that we have been killing dozens upon dozens of Russians thanks to Israel. And it turns out that Tamer Yakobashvili also speaks fluent Hebrew. We're looking at a situation that, first of all, I mean, why is there a war? I mean, this is the first issue. Wars don't happen overnight. Russia didn't just gather on the Georgian border with its air force, artillery, tanks, and infantry. That's a very complicated thing to do. It was months in the planning, and it was apparently planned for the Olympics, so there wouldn't be a lot of world, no one would notice, they thought. There wasn't a lot of world scrutiny, and as near as we can figure, Bush, for all intents and purposes, allowed the attack to go on. Certainly there's no threat of intervention, and the Georgians themselves, I think, were lied to because the soldiers and the government are asking, where is NATO? Where are the NATO forces? They were apparently promised intervention in this war that just didn't happen. Now, once again, why is Israel getting involved in a war against Russia? I mean, that's a very dangerous and stupid thing to do. And again, why is Russia attacking a little place like Georgia? If you look at the issue, there's a couple of breakaway states within Georgia that it's really just the Georgians' business. It's not the Russian business to attack Georgia when Georgia is trying supposedly to put down rebellions in breakaway states. Why is Russia intervening? Now, I've heard the explanations, and I don't buy them, but nonetheless, It's supposedly an oil war. There's two pipelines. One goes through Russia. The other cuts through Georgia. The Russians don't want competition. Israel wants the Georgian pipeline, and it's been supplying the Georgian army with equipment to fund Russia. But other reports say that Russia thoroughly warned Israel to cut the military training. And by the way, we're going to talk briefly, not like yesterday where I really dove into this, but briefly we're going to talk about who's selling the equipment. If you want to hear the depths of it, I guess go to my website. If you have the nerve to put it up, it'll be on your website as well. But the leading middleman selling a very high percentage of the arms to Georgia is Ronnie Milow. Now, Ronnie Milow was once a Likud member of the Knesset who suddenly, when the Oslo Accord was announced, switched from the Likud and backed Rabin. And nobody understood why. I know why. I'm not going to tell you today. I'm not that kind of a mood. But nonetheless, he's very blackmailable. And he is the one working for Elbit Industries, who is supplying the Georgians with drones, with artillery. They're supplying the Georgians with their high-tech military material, and the middleman is really a nasty. He's got a real secret there, and we have to look at the overall picture of what Israel is doing in Georgia. And what it comes down to is they are, for some reason, their minister, their defense minister is Israeli. There has been a push by Israel to arm Georgia. The Russians 6 months ago warned Israel that if it continues supplying Georgia with materiel, it will give Iran a complete anti-aircraft system, the S-300, which apparently it already has done. So we're talking about very high-level, very bloody diplomacy, which naturally the soldiers, the Russian soldiers don't know about, the Georgian soldiers don't know about, and Israel is right in the heart of this awful war. And again, you do not kick off the Russians. That's a very dumb thing to do. Now, shall we go on to the submarine?
Sure, go ahead.
Something very unusual happened. On August 8th, Israel announced that it had purchased two new submarines from Germany, bringing their total to five. And I was getting material claiming that Israel bought these submarines capable, by the way, of launching nuclear missiles. And the report said that Israel bought them to target Russia. Whoops.
Oops, I'll be back in just a moment. Just hang on there. Be back in just a moment.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
bad look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
And an emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Go right ahead with your story.
Well, the submarine purchase from Germany announced on August 8th, with worldwide reports that Israel is going to be targeting Russia. Now, obviously, we're talking about a peanut challenging an elephant. It's insane for Israel to actually target Russia. In a normal war, Israel's the size of Vermont. If Israel dared attack Russia, Israel would not exist that day. But if you take the mad doctrine that if anything happens to Israel, Russia will at least pay with a few nukes on its territory, well, that would probably prevent pushing Israel to the extreme of non-existence, if the game is in fact mutual armed destruction of each other, Israel could actually damage Russia. But of course, Israel would simply not exist. But I want to remind people that the establishment of Israel is leaving the country now in by the thousands. They're taking a lot of money with them, and I think they know something. But nonetheless, on August 8th, there was a very strange airplane crash. It was in Haifa. Remember, August 8th is the date that Israel announced the purchase of these two submarines. Obviously, it was months of negotiation that went before it, but they chose that date to announce that they had two new submarines capable of launching nuclear missiles. And at the end of the day, on August 8th, there was a plane crash in Haifa. Now, the Israeli media focused on the fact that the plane, well, first of all, its tires skidded off the runway, which is a pretty good trick in summer. What did it skid on? Okay, I mean, skidding airplanes are during heavy rain, or if a tire blows somehow, you can skid. But this plane skidded and missed an ammonia plant by meters, they say, that Haifa was almost in a major gas attack. Really, you don't want your city enveloped with ammonia gas. It's not a very healthy thing for a city. And there were tremendous fears that Haifa would have been trapped in a gas attack if this plane had hit the ammonia refinery. And, of course, you have to ask, what's an ammonia refinery doing next to an airplane runway to begin with? But that wasn't the story. The real story was who died on the airplane. There were six people who died, and I want you to know that three supposedly emerged unscathed, and one immediately died afterwards. I don't know about the fate of the other two, but the dead include Lieutenant Colonel Doron Amir, previously head of Israel's submarine force. The head of the works, the submarine force, he's now in reserves, obviously doing the same thing, working with submarines. He's dead. Next to him dead is Reuven Ziegler, who is head of naval construction. Now look, the same day they announced the submarine sale, the head of the submarine force of the Israeli Navy dies in a very peculiar plane crash, along with the head of naval construction. These are coincidences I despise. These are challenging coincidences to the ultimate extreme that Israel loses its submarine commander, now in reserves, along with its naval construction commander. The same day, Israel purchases two submarines capable of launching nuclear missiles. This was no accident. I'm willing to, well, not my life. I wouldn't stake my life, but I'll stake a bit of my reputation that these people were killed off. And there's something going on between Russia and Israel where desperation, the leaders are desperate. Russia is at war with a little 4 million population, tiny little country over two breakaway states, one with 80,000 people, the other with a few more. You're talking war, you're talking, you're talking death in Israel with the possibility of the Haifa's under a gas attack. Something we don't know is behind this Georgia war. It involves Israel. It is apparently a proxy war between Russia and Israel over something. Remember where Georgia is, next to Iraq, not far from Iran, a very strategic place. Georgia was the only Russian former Soviet state that sent troops to Iraq. America actually returned all of the Georgian soldiers back to Georgia to fight their war. They're no longer in Iraq. Something way beyond what we're being told happened in Georgia. It involves Israel, and there's been an awful lot of dead people in the not tens of thousands, but in the many thousands in the last 4 or 5 days over something nobody seems to understand.
All right. Well, that certainly is a much different approach to what's going on today. So what's going to happen next?
Next? Again, I never know what's going to happen next. I just report the news.
All right, fine.
If I was a prognosticator, you could announce me as that. I'm just telling you that this war in Georgia has got Israel supplying the Georgian army with tremendous amounts of materiel, that the Georgian defense minister, David Keshravili, is a former Israeli who speaks fluent Hebrew, another minister in the cabinet, Temur Yaakov Bashvili, also speaks Hebrew, and thank the Israeli people for the great weaponry that's killed dozens and dozens of Soviets. Israel is in the heart of this war, and it's not over just a pipeline. It's over war in the Middle East, and you speculate what's going to happen next. I just gave you these facts that in America, anyways, you are not hearing. What you're hearing, this is a NATO war, and Georgia wants to join NATO, and America backs Georgia, and you're getting this superficial nonsense when something really, really profound and very Middle Eastern started the Georgian war, and you were from there.
All right. Well, all we can do is just watch it and try to figure out how this whole story is going to unfold. But it certainly doesn't look good as far as the peace of the world is concerned.
Nothing does. There is a war going on. It's a side war, but there are thousands of civilians dead in this little side war. During the Olympics, of course, where there's not massive a condemnation of Russia. The timing was on purpose. You go figure it out. I just supply the scenario that for some reason is just not making the mass media in America at all.
Well, the thing is, you know, no question at all, they will use diversions. They will get our attention on other things while they're working behind the scenes. But certainly the Russian leaders seem many times to have worked very closely with the leaders of our country, and it's just so difficult to determine where this thing is going to end up.
Well, let's go back to Israel. That's as far as I can take it so far. But as I said, no one seems to be giving that analysis, and go figure out why not. We're back to Israel, where Boaz Shapiro is a leading settler leader, and he announced something that in my book, Bye-Bye Gaza, you can read, and I hope you have, that before the Gaza expulsion, I gave suggestions what has to be done to scare the army, hold off the army, not defeat it. The Israeli army can't be defeated by the Gazans, but it can be frightened enough to back off. And I said that the protesters have to get helmets. I said the Israeli army use clubs. You have to protect your head. I also said you need gas masks. They use tear gas. And I said it would not be a bad idea if you had kung fu lessons from real masters that tell you how best to defend yourself against an army. Well, Boaz Shapiro has announced that there is a massive, he claims massive, I hope he's right, a purchase of helmets to fight the army. If there's another evacuation, the army will fight people who are a lot more prepared than they were in Gaza. Now, the reason I'm leading into that is Tzipi Livni is about to take over from Olmert as head of the Kadima party. And I want to go over what she did during the Gaza evacuation. Suddenly she became Sharon's, if not closest, compatriot, one of them. She was in the government planning the Gaza evacuation. These are quotes from Tzipi Livni before the evacuation took place. She announced, all of these, by the way, appeared in the Jerusalem Post and are now on the internet. She announced that internment camps have been ready for those settlers who refuse to willingly leave their homes. Yes, she said internment camps. And she added the following rules. All possessions of refusers to leave their home, I add again, will become state property. And that is exactly what happened. And the state took it and it let it rot. She kept her word about that. She said children of demonstrators will be removed from the parents' homes and sent to be re-educated. That is Tzipi Livni, foreign minister of Israel. It's going to take children from Jewish homes and re-educate them in, well, in labor Zionism. We know the kind of education they would get. But then her final threat to the residents of Gush Katif, Jewish Gaza, all parents of demonstrating children will be indicted for putting their children in danger. This is going to be the next prime minister of Israel if she can form a government after Olmert, after the primaries come up in September. This is your standard every day, the real thing fascist is going to be taking over Israel. Lest you believe that when Olmert leaves, something better is along the way, something much, much worse. She may not be a crook in Olmert's sense of taking packages of cash and sticking it in her back pocket. But she is one very, very rotten and dangerous lady working side by side with the CFR and Condoleezza Rice. And Israel will be an even worse danger, if you can believe that, when she takes over from Olmert.
Well, I suspect that you are absolutely right, Barry, and this, things really don't look very good for the people living in Israel today.
So, they look worse if you're living in Georgia. But I'm going to give an oddball story that, again, I've kept quiet for really quite a long time, but it's an important story. I never want to appear too conspiratorial, if you can believe that, all right? I try and keep the news, non-conspiratorial if it's possible.
Well, unfortunately, there really are conspiracies out there. We will be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish here at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
This is Ann Johnson. For 14 years, I've owned Brightside Natural Health. The prophecies of Revelation are being fulfilled at an amazing rate, and the kingdom of God is at hand. My passion is to follow God's command to heal the sick and share the reality of Jesus Christ. God faithfully shows me effective, life-changing products like Vital PSP. PSP helps the body heal itself the way God intended. God promises to be present in the midst of your storm. Stop the storm and enjoy God's abundant health. Call me at 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. Tell me, how are you coming along with that New Year's resolution of losing those extra pounds? Don't worry. There's still time to look fabulous in that bathing suit. Give us 20 days and you can lose up to 20 pounds. All without special meals, pills, or strenuous workouts. I did. Radiant Clinic's weight loss program is different from anything else you've tried before. It has been used in Europe and around the world for over 30 years, safely and effectively. Now you too can look better, feel younger, and live healthier. Visit us at Radiant Clinic Colorado.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Shamish. Barry, go ahead, pick up the story.
Yeah, well, for the last 2 days, I've been revealing stuff that I just have kept hidden. There is a seamy side, and I'm going to tell you a little story about people who became friends of mine. They live in Florida now, in Gainesville. I can give her first name. It was Diane. She phoned me up and said her son moved into an apartment in Herzliya and found these documents from the former apartment owner who had died, and she said I should look at them. And these are friends of mine. They were even over 2 weekends ago, and I met the son for the first time in a couple of years. He left Israel after a stint in the army, very, very disappointed by what he had seen. Well, I met him in Herzliya, and he pulls out a big cardboard box from, well, the Grand Master, apparently, of all of Israeli masonry. He was certainly, he was a 33rd degree Mason, and actually, from his, from the documents, he was a pretty good guy, I thought. Worked for the Irgun and in Romania and went on missions to save Jews. It looked pretty good. But then I started reading the documents. They told, for the first time I've seen anyways, they told who were the Masons at his funeral. There was a list of them. Now, when Israelis die, they don't have pallbearers. Israelis don't have coffins. They're wrapped in a sheet, and two funeral workers lower them into the ground. It's not like an American funeral. Well, this guy had pallbearers. He had a Masonic funeral. And one of the pallbearers was 32nd degree Mason, Meir Shamgar. Now, to remind you, Meir Shamgar was the Chief Justice of the Israeli Supreme Court, who headed three major commissions of inquiry, but the two that we care about were, one, Rabin. He was the Warren Burger of Israel. He covered up the Rabin assassination, and two, the Hebron massacre, which was not perpetrated by Baruch Gladstein. It was a first-class, conspiracy. It was to get the Jews out of Hebron by murdering dozens of Arabs. He headed that commission of inquiry and covered it up. And for years, people have said to me, how could a good guy like Shamgar, who was also in the Irgun, who was also on the, well, in my opinion, on the good side of Zionism, the side that tried to prevent the Holocaust, the side that was patriotic, how could he cover up, well, really, for Shimon Peres? He's the murderer of Rabin, and whatever role he had in the Hebron massacre, we will never know because of Shamgar. He covered it all up. And, well, right then and there in Herzliya with Jared, well, that was his name, and this cardboard box, I found out a reason. Shamgar was covering up for his fellow Masons. That's what they do. It doesn't matter if openly you're right, left, religious, in between, secular. When it comes to protecting other Masons, all that doesn't exist. You cover up for them. And Meir Shamgar was a pallbearer at this man's funeral. He was a major Mason who covered up for Mason murderers. And I found the answer of why the judge was whitewashing these horrible acts. He was protecting his fellow Masons. And that is such a conspiratorial story, unless you have the background, that I haven't told it before. I think when I go on to other stations with you, I may repeat this story. That is why Rabin and Hebron were covered up. It was a true blue, the real thing, Masonic conspiracy. Both of them were Masonic conspiracies.
Well, but how can you prove that?
I think I just did. I certainly proved the cover up. My books I've written dozens and dozens of pages on Meir Shamgar and how he covered up the conspiracies. I think I have proven that. You know what? You get my books, get Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin, Israel betrayed and save Israel, and there's plenty of proof. I've already covered some garb quite thoroughly.
All right, fine. Well, of course, a tragic situation certainly is over there, and certainly with the death of Rabin, and you know, but this has never been really fully explained, and they have a patsy in prison, but he's not the real man who shot him, as far as you're concerned, is he?
Nah, they let him have a baby, and they're giving him privileges, and the works. They were supposed to kill him. Again, this is my book, Who Murdered Yitzhak Rabin. They were supposed to kill Amir. The bodyguard who was supposed to chickened out, and he was shot dead in Rabin's car. And again, I had a phone call. Amos Ben-Dov, he was the head of security for Iqlov Hospital. He signed a legal document, which is in my book, I believe, Save Israel. It might be Bye-Bye Gaza, whatever. No, it was Save Israel. Nonetheless, Amos Ben-Dov looked into Rabin's limousine. He saw a bloodstain in the back seat, which had to have been Rabin's, but he also saw one beside the driver in the front seat. They killed a bodyguard in Rabin's car. We have the ultimate witness, the head of security for Iqlov Hospital. It's a story that really should have been made into a movie already. It really should have. We've got solid proofs. When it comes to Rabin, I researched that thing to really the nth degree. They killed a bodyguard who was supposed to kill Amir. By leaving Amir alive, they just left too much out in the open. They had to hush him up, and it became just a terrible, terrible cover-up.
Sure. Well, of course, it's the same thing with Lee Harvey Oswald. They had to get rid of the assassin, so they got Jack Ruby to do it, and they could not allow the information to come out. You can't let the people of the world understand that there really are conspiratorial forces working behind the scenes, and nothing as it appears to be.
No, it sure isn't. Now, before I go on to my final topic, which I wrote just this week, I wrote a piece called The Name Game, in my inimitable style where I combine irony and humor with the tragedy going on all around us, mostly to keep my writing entertaining and get people to read it instead of some scholarly exercise. I try and make it an exercise in entertainment and amusement. But what I wrote about was the fact that Jews have been working with the Council on Foreign Relations to set up... Oops, there's the music.
We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish, right here, the American.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I can stand back here at the American Network. I guess this morning it's Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, would you tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and how they can get your website?
All right. Well, the books are at lulu.com, www.lulu.com. In the box that says search right by name, Chamish, that's Shamish. My website is www.barrychamish.com. If my brilliant webmaster does it, we'll have yesterday's interview up next week, and you'll hear me, as you will never hear me again, talking about the lurid side of Israel. Believe me, this is not the lurid side. This is just the publicly open side. And then my something I'm going to put in the mail to you, I have an audio DVD on Shabtai Tzvi Lieber, Zionism of the Holocaust. I've been having a terrible problem with Atlanta getting the video DVD. I'll try again today. And here's the phone number for that. 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. Now let's go back to this topic, which someday I should return to. We're going to just dash over it quickly today. The fact that the CFR has been funding, again, without saying Jews, that's a bad, they're very anti-Israeli Jews. No matter what they say publicly, they're doing terrible damage to Israel. And they are spreading revolution and bloodshed worldwide, paid for by the CFR. And I go through just a few of the CFR members and the organizations they're behind. And I'll give you a few right now. George Soros, CFR, of course, with his anti-Israel, anti-settler mentality, has put his money in something called the Burma Project, which, if you know anything of Myanmar, there has been a civil war going on there from the former Burmese patriots and the new government of Myanmar. Soros' money is behind that. His project is the Burma Project. The United States Committee for a Free Lebanon, these are Christians. Look, Syria has suffered major losses, including the murder last week of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's personal liaison to Hamas. They're stirring up Lebanon in the name of democracy and their values. They include CFR members Douglas Fife, Richard Pearl, Daniel Pipes. Now we have non-CFR member, the Coalition for Democracy in Iran. They're trying to set up again an army that will take over the mullahs, with, of course, lots of dead people. And then you have the Washington Kurdish Institute. Oh, by the way, that was Michael Ledeen. These are all Jews, all of them, or at least, without diving into Sabbateanism, the Washington Kurdish Institute, the Center for Islamic Pluralism. That's a Jew who converted to Islam. His name is Stephen Schwartz. Now, remember, these people are not just little think tanks that grind out boring academic pamphlets. They're backed by the CFR, and they're at work setting up puppet states. The worst of these is the National Democratic Institute for International Affairs, a very nice title. Chairman Madeleine Albright, who forgot she was a Jew, even though both parents and all her family are Jews, what she is up to is setting up puppet governments outside the nations themselves to take over when their little revolution finally works. All of them Jews set up by the CFR, except for Schwartz, and ultimately I'm pretty sure he's set up by the CFR as well. And then something you should know, the 9/11 Commission is run by Philip Zelikow of the CFR, Jewish supposedly. None of these people wear kippahs. I doubt they go to synagogue ever. If they do, it's going to be a Reform synagogue. Philip Zelikow of the 9/11 Commission makes darn sure no truth gets out. And now I'm going to, in this short time, I'm going to mention something, because 2 days ago was Tisha B'Av, commemoration day in the Jewish calendar is Tisha B'Av, when the first and second temples fell. It's now used to commemorate the Holocaust. Just so you know, Tisha B'Av in Hebrew means 9/11. Tisha means nine. Av is the 11th month of the Hebrew calendar. Tisha B'Av means 9/11. And, what can you say? I don't think that's a coincidence. I think these madmen are running, they're running the world. They're running Israel out of existence. They're running America out of existence. They are not in any way Jewish, not in the sense of Jewish tradition, background. They may not be practicing Sabbateans, but they're certainly funded by people who practice this anti-Jewish, very, very anti-Jewish and anti-humanitarian logic called Sabbateanism. Tisha B'Av, the saddest commemoration of the Jewish year, means literally 9/11. And I'm going to repeat that. Tisha means 9. Av is the 11th month. And forever, whatever reason, 9/11 happened, Tisha B'Av is the exact translation of 9/11. And Philip Zelikow and his 9/11 commission. Whoops, I hear music.
We're out of time. There are a lot of strange things going on in the world, Barry. Thank you so much for being with us. I'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
So will I.
Bye-bye.
Bye, all.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Here's your chance to make KHNC Radio the best it can be. Become a part of our team. KHNC is looking to expand their sales staff. If you're an experienced commission-only salesperson with a proven track record and are creative, have drive, and the ability to work independently, send us your resume now. Fax is 970-587-5450 or mail it P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown 80534. That's 970-587-5450. No phone calls, please.
Bill of Rights, Article 1.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I stand back there to wrap up today's program, and I hope you enjoy our conversation with Barry. He has a great deal of information about things that go on beyond the scenes, and of course, information you're not going to get elsewhere. Now, I do want to mention, of course, that the people who live around the Mediterranean Sea, certainly in southern Europe, seem to live much longer than other people. They eat a diet that has a lot of meat and cream and a lot of things that we're told are terrible for us, and yet the people in that region of the world who eat the Mediterranean diet do very well. And the reason this is felt to be true is because they, of course, are consuming a lot of red wine. And there's a master molecule in red wine called resveratrol that actually mediates several hundred other genes. It either turns the little switches of the gene off or on, and that is felt to be the reason why people who live in that area, drink red wine, live longer than others. And certainly in mice studies and mouse studies, they found, of course, that that the mice who consume resveratrol, especially with other compounds, do live much longer than other mice. And it's fascinating as you look into the medical background of that, but of course, resveratrol seems to have all sorts of medicinal benefits, and there is a product that actually is called Longevinex, and it's a resveratrol product put out by my friend Bill Sardi. And anyway, we've taken it for a long time. We've taken it for several years. As you know, I'm 79 and doing pretty well. My wife, it takes it as well. We swear by it. And basically, we'd want to market this, but Bill Sardi suggested that perhaps if you wanted to get resveratrol and you'd buy 5 boxes at the regular price, he'd give you 5 boxes for completely free. And in fact, when we heard that, why, we went ahead and bought 40 boxes for ourselves and our friends. If you'd like to know more about resveratrol, of course, why, I suggest you call them at 866-405-4000. That's 866-405-4000. This is a resveratrol compound called Longevinex, and we've taken it for some years, and I swear by it that we get it every day. That's Longevinex. If you'd like to know about it, the special offer that they have where you get 5 boxes free, 866-405-4000. Of course, that'll also go to help support our ministry. Well, certainly we want to point out that there really are spiritual forces at work behind everything that's going on today and behind the effort to destroy Israel. There's no question at all that there are powerful forces aligned against Israel. If you'd like to know more about it, let me suggest my book or my CD on the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a DVD. Then my talk on the Forbidden Secret goes into the fact that there are secret societies that have been around for 5,000 years. They tie into the mystery religions, and of course they are having a profound impact on the world we live in today. And the fact you're not ever hearing about them simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists over what the American people think. But I would simply point out that the Council on Foreign Relations is a front for a secret society formed back in 1891 by Cecil Rhodes and a small group of his followers dedicated to world government. But of course, what everybody has missed who's even studied this, even Professor Quigley, who's written extensively about it, is that these all tie into the secret societies and the mystery of religions of antiquity. Now, if you'd like to first to know more about, get my talk on the Forbidden Secret, you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like more information on Lenzevenix, call them at 866-405-4000. We do hope that you'll want to get the material we put out, certainly on the material on the Bland Police State. Our new release is called Secret Knowledge, Understand the Secret Societies, and Everything Begins to Make Sense. Again, our number 1-800-544-8937. Please pray for America, but pray for radio liberty, for our provision, and our protection. So until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Want to talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit,